I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
He got all the information.
He's got almost too much, doesn't he? He's like, got way too much.
I started tuning him out after a little
bit. What are you talking about? That was great information.
And Chris Ello.
The guy's out in the community buying stuff for people.
I wasn't taking a shot at
you. You weren't.
You know what I was doing is I was just saying that he's getting screwed by the ball.
Okay, that probably didn't come out the way you meant it to.
Probably not.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, the Gwen and Chris program here on 97.3 The Fan. 5:01 is the time, top of the hour to you. We've got a couple of hours to go, including our happy hour. As we get back to work here after we're turned into a couple of weeks off, we had the vacation scheduled for the week of the All-Star break, and then the Padres going to the East Coast put us on a hiatus for another week. So it's good to be back, certainly, and glad you've joined us here today. As we pick up the conversation, plenty going on. The Padres are idle today following a 10-day, what turned out to be a 9-game road trip. By the way, Tony Gwynn Jr., your thoughts on Major League Baseball / the Atlanta Braves and their decision to hold off for, what was it, 2.5-3 hours between games, what was it, last Wednesday, and basically cost the Padres and Braves any chance of finishing that second game of the doubleheader. I don't understand with everything we know about weather, right, and we're able to predict things and look at radar screens and everything. It seems everybody knew that the rain was coming, so why not just play the game, the second game of the doubleheader, an hour or so earlier so they could get it in?
I don't think initially the rain was supposed to be as consistent as it turned out to be. I think they thought we could make money by having a second game.
Right. Making everybody leave the stadium and come. Yes, we understand.
That's the first thing they thought.
That's always the first thing they think of, sure.
You know, anytime you're in the summer and you're in the South or the East Coast, there is always a chance that a thunderstorm will just come out of nowhere and pop up. And
right.
That's virtually what happened.
And then it stayed for like 3 hours.
It was funny because they did not want to suspend the game at all. They did not. And
no.
So they tried to get through that one inning, and it was coming down too hard.
They could not do it.
I think it was Alfonso Marquez was basically called it off. They didn't pull they put the tarp on. There was like a 15 to 20 minute window that
they might have been able to get some baseball in.
So they pulled the tarp, they had it folded up, and they started to do the field, put the lines back down, and as it was, they were about 3 minutes from taking the field. They weren't going to do any warm-ups. They were just going to take the field.
Yeah.
It started raining again, and then it started raining hard. So then they had to pull the tarp back on, and from that point on, I turned to Jesse and I was like, "We're going to be here for a while because they didn't want to bang that game. They did not want to get rid of it because
they made me a liar."
Well, what happened, because Padres don't have any more games against Atlanta except here in San Diego.
Right.
Both teams figure to probably still be in the hunt come September.
Sure.
So you don't necessarily want the advantage of the Padres having. That was the worst case scenario.
Right.
But as the rain kept going, I think they thought to themselves, well, we got our gate already. We could, at this point.
We got the money.
At this point.
As far as that goes, we're good.
They didn't want, because everybody was leaving. You know, Atlanta was going somewhere. Padres were going. I know it was on the East Coast, but that's why they waited as long as they did, because it was on the East Coast. But
right. They were trying to get the game in.
They wanted to get it in.
But what everybody really wondered was why, you know, they didn't just play the doubleheader sooner.
Back to back.
So that they could get the games in.
I don't think initially that weather was in the discussion.
So what's going to happen now? They still haven't announced anything officially, but the only thing I can imagine they'll do is just have them finish up a couple of innings here in San Diego, or what? Really fly all the way back to Atlanta?
Worst case scenario, they would have to, on an off day that is
there's no
alike,
way.
They would
there's
have to.
No way they're going to make the Padres do that.
I've seen it done
the furthest
before.
East they go is St. Louis.
Yes.
If they have to do that, that's then I'm calling a little hanky panky in the league office against the Padres. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling
like
you.
All of their schedule to this point and all of the travel they've had to do, I've kind of just said, hey, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
That's just the way it turned out this year.
Right, right.
You got some tough road trips, but just play the games and be quiet about it. But if they make the Padres fly to Atlanta on a one-off day to play the Braves,
it would be brutal.
That would be absolutely brutal. When you could so easily just play the two innings here in San Diego one afternoon.
I'm with you,
What's
man.
The big deal?
I'm 100% with
Come
you.
Come on.
It's a chance.
Where was the game actually called off at? Exactly. Do you remember?
Yes, it was.
Where
the,
were they?
It was heading into the bottom of the fifth. It was the middle of the fifth.
But it was a seven-inning game.
Seven-inning game.
That's the thing. Are they going to have to play now when they come back? Are they seven innings?
It'll be a seven-inning game. Okay.
And wasn't there some question as to whether Tim Hill had faced enough batters or not? He doesn't have to start the game back for the Padres. He was the one who left off.
He would have to, in order for that to be in effect, he would have to be the one that started the inning.
Right.
And it looked like Pierce Johnson was going to start the inning.
Okay, Pierce Johnson was going to start the bottom of the fifth.
Right.
So
I don't know if he was announced, but it looked like he was the one who was warming
up. That's
right,
the pen. Because you don't have to face three batters if you finish the previous inning.
Right. Unless you go back out. For the next inning, you got to get however many batters
you
got
to get. You need to get right. Okay.
And for Tim Hill, if that were the case, he'd have one more batter that he'd have to face.
But it's crazy. Now that game was started by who? Tony, you have it there.
It was Reese
for
Kinnear.
The Padres.
Reese Kinnear.
All right. So he's not going to be in the mix. What you honestly could do is at this point. You got a one-run lead, right?
Yes.
5-4, but you got to get through three innings, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh.
Unfortunately, there's not going to be any weather here in San Diego, so you can't just get the three outs like they were trying to do in Atlanta
right.
before the
You're
rain
gonna
came
You're going to have to get
down.
Nine outs
You're get
to
all
clinch
nine.
This game if they play it in San Diego. But you conceivably could actually use one of your starting pitchers and just go three innings to lock that game down if you wanted
if
to.
If you wanted to. You absolutely could.
You could do
could.
Whoever you want.
It could be on their start date, but do you want to waste...
Right.
Like, let's say it's Yu Darvish. Like,
they wouldn't want to waste Yu Darvish. What I was thinking is if it was just an inning, you could use a guy on his throwing day, you know, in between starts, like a Darvish or something to come in and just pitch an inning. But no, well, anything. Some crazy things can happen on situations like this. For instance, the Padres and Braves could make a trade between now and then.
Right.
And some of the guys that were on the Braves team could actually be in the Padres roster and vice versa, and you could have some very strange occurrences.
Like some crazy thing, like if Tim Hill was traded to the Braves.
Right.
Could he then now...
That would be amazing.
Be the winning pitcher, the losing pitcher, and get the save.
Well, not only that, because he's already pitched two-thirds of an inning for the Padres, would he then...
Would he be allowed to pitch for the Braves?
The third of an inning for the Braves to start the inning.
Yeah, how that would pitch for the Braves.
That's a nice weapon to have Adam Frazier to throw out there when you didn't have him the first time that you played.
He's not going
to
be a part of it, exactly.
But he couldn't be in that game, right?
No, he can.
I think he can.
Yes,
he could be. I think he can.
Yes, none of the records...
Now, what do you do with players that have been traded away in the meantime?
That's a good question.
Obviously allowed to fit. I mean, you can't.
All I know right now is Jake has two hits that he doesn't get credit for. Right? He's 2 for 3. That
yeah.
It's in the cloud right now. Yeah, until this game becomes official. Yeah, it's in the cloud.
Which 10 years ago would have been a statement that made no sense to anybody, but now that statement makes perfect sense to everybody
exactly.
who's got an iPhone.
He's got two hits to the run scores. He's got an RBI. Trey Grisham's got a double.
Yeah.
None of those guys got credit for any of that yet. Not yet.
Right. They let the Braves back in that game, by the way, because they were up 5-0.
Oh, they were up 5-0. That's right. They got off to a good start.
The fourth, they got away from Kinnear, because the second inning got away from Kinnear. He gave up 4.
All right. So that's the story of the crazy game last week. Of course, Padres ended up going 5-4 on the road trip, and that's, you know, it's reasonable. It's not what they wanted because they were 5-2 and they lost the last two games to Miami. But as we pointed out earlier, they picked up exactly a half game on both the Dodgers and in the NL West during the course of that road trip. So going to have to pick up the pace if they want to catch those two West Division leaders. Padres will begin a home series against the Oakland Athletics tomorrow, game one of that series. And then game two is an afternoon game on Wednesday. And I wanted to see who was pitching tomorrow for Oakland. I meant to check that earlier, and the pitcher is going to be, I can't pronounce
TBD?
His name. It's a guy, but I've never seen this name before, and it's really long, and it's hard to pronounce.
Benaiah?
Yeah. Caprilian. I apologize to the James Caprilian or Lion fan club out there. If I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly,
He's a righty.
But a right-hander. I wanted to know that because it's going to be interesting to see what the Padres now do with their lineup.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. Will they go with the entirely all-star infield of Machado and Tatis on the left side, Cronenworth at first base, and the newly acquired Adam Frazier at second base? Will they put Hosmer on the bench? You know,
I think my guess is Frazier may play right the first game.
First game. So Myers.
Yes.
Give Myers a day off.
Get the left-handed bat in there.
Get an extra left-handed bat in against a right-hander. Well, we'll see what the Padres do, because remember, there's no DH in the game played at San Diego, even though they're playing an American League team. But they do go to Oakland.
The following week.
The following week. Yes. So they'll have a couple of days where they actually can use that 10th bat in the starting lineup, or 9th bat, rather, in the starting lineup as a DH. But, you know, what are the Padres going to do? What would you like to see them do? With the newly acquired Adam Frazier? Well, that's a dumb question. Because, if you go out in the Twitterverse, I mean, the answer to that question is we want to see them bench Eric Hosmer and never let him see the light of day again. And that's I got to be honest, it's not a totally fair answer, people. You're not paying attention. Hosmer's hitting .379 in the month of July. He's having the best month that he's had all season in terms of average and OPS in the month of July. So
careful, you know, Chris. You can't say anything good about Eric Hosmer.
Well, okay? I just did. So, you know, I go ahead and blow it up if you have to. But I don't think you can just stick this guy in the bench and, you know, forget about him entirely. And I know everybody says, well, just trade him. That's a $144 million contract that's got to go somewhere. And that's the big issue there. And there are a lot of reports out there that say the Padres are, you know, trying to trade Eric Hosmer. We'll see. I don't know how true any of that is. I don't know how true any of the reports are out there that, you know, Jose Berrios, a right-hander from the Minnesota Twins, could be headed to San Diego. A lot of people, you know, keep tweeting out about Max Scherzer. But here's the funny thing. Nobody tweeted out about Adam Frazier for the last month.
No.
And he's the guy that ended up here. So, you know, it's fun to talk about all that stuff and make, you know, assertions and guesses. You know, who the Padres is going to get? I don't know. I mean, A.J. Preller probably has a pretty good idea who he'd like to get. Doesn't mean that he can get him. And you got to take everything with a grain of salt, all the rumors out there, because there's just too many to count.
Yeah, this is going to be rumors kicking up from now until
Friday afternoon.
1 p.m.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be like that. So
it's Twitter fake season, everybody. So make sure you look
this
at the
is
names.
Fake season. This is fake season.
This is height of fake
this
season.
This is height of fake season because especially, see, in basketball and football, there are like one or two guys that break all the stories. In baseball, there's like
a ton.
Six or seven guys. And so you can kind of kind of throw your name in the hat there and just throw some stuff out there, and you got a real looking account, people will believe it.
Yeah. If you say the name fast and it doesn't sound good to you, then it's not. And if it doesn't have a Twitter verification mark, I fell for it the other day. The new faux Twitter accounts that are trying to put out these fake rumors, they're trying to. Before it was a ridiculous thing that they would put out there, but now it's in the language that would be tweeted.
What did you fall for?
I fell for that.
Who did you fall for?
Let me say this slowly. Mike Hawk.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Mike.
Did you dump that?
Mike.
Don't Hawk. Say it again.
No, his name is M-I-K-E-H-A-W-K.
I know what it is. Don't say it again.
But he tweeted out something, or the whoever, not even him.
The bot.
The bot tweeted out that the Dodgers and the Padres are in on Max Scherzer. Now, this tweet looks like it was an official tweet, and I retweeted it.
Oh, Mike Hawk. Huh?
I retweeted it without even looking at
the
name.
You just said the name again, too.
That's his name.
I retweeted Mike Hawk before I even said the name, or before I even read the name, and then as soon as I read the name, like 2 minutes later, I was like, Mike Hawk is not a real Twitter person, so I have to unretweet this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you figured that out. That's good.
Now, Harry Ball, on the other hand.
I don't know where we go from here, but we certainly shouldn't be going there.
You know who hasn't been speaking a lot lately? And this guy has a real name. Dick Pound for the IOC, International Olympic Committee. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Don't know why you thought of him.
Well, because the Olympics are on TV right now.
Never mind.
He's a spokesperson.
Never mind. All right. The show is spiraling out of control. It's our first day back in 2 weeks. And if we keep this up, we may be off for another 2 weeks. Stick around. More Gwynn and Chris coming up. We'll hear from A.J. Preller. On the trade that got the Padres Adam Frazier, what was he thinking? Why did he do it? What's he feel like doing from here? We'll find out from the Padres GM, who was part of a Zoom conference call earlier today, and we will try to get the show back on the rails next on Gwynn and Chris.
We're into another episode of Gwynn and Chris. We got a couple of these 4-hour shows coming up here in the next few weeks. We got one next Monday, right?
Yeah.
Off day.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Padres are finally getting some off days. My goodness.
So we can get four hours and doses of Gwynn and Chris. And
who knows? They're going to have to fly to Atlanta on Monday or something like that.
Yeah, God, don't
that
say
happens, man. I don't
want my first trip to have to be six hours.
For two innings?
Right, for two innings. I don't want that to be the case.
Yes, people want to know that, too. You are going to be possibly traveling as of next week?
It sounds like we got a shot to travel next week. Next trip.
Because of, and I get asked quite often.
We get asked all the time.
Are you traveling? Are you there?
It's not guaranteed yet, but that's what it looks like at this point. So I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Anything that gets,
I never thought I'd say this.
Closer to normal.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at baseball on the screen. Like, it's.
You've got to be.
It has been. Last road trip was tough, man. It was just. The camera angles weren't there. They just. You don't think about it until you're, like, actually broadcasting a game and you don't see what's going on.
How long was the 24-run game? 4 hours and how many minutes?
It was a long time.
That one went forever.
I think it was 4:15. I think
the longest Padre 9-inning game ever, right? Was it the longest National League game ever? It was the longest something.
It was the longest Padres.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for 9 innings, yes. For sure.
He's got the book.
I want to see the one that has a lot of scribbles in it. You probably went through a couple of pencils for that game. There it is, the book. Yeah,
oh,
well,
man.
Done, Tony. That's very, very neat for a team scoring 24 runs.
4 hours and 15 minutes.
4 hours and 15 minutes. My goodness. And the Padres scored from beginning to end in that game.
They literally did. They just kept their seat.
Almost had two cycles in the same game, which would have doubled the franchise's output.
That would have been the first time in the history of baseball.
Nobody had ever done that before.
Nobody ever done
that. Cronenworth had one, and Pham almost had one.
All right, we heard from Adam Frazier earlier. We also, the media also got to hear from A.J. Preller, and clearly a lot of questions on how this whole thing was going to work. But I think the first question was, when everybody was looking left, A.J. Preller went right, and what was the interesting thing about Adam Frazier?
He's got the last couple of years and into this offseason that we've talked about. I think you know, it's a winning offensive player. It's a really tough out. He's a quality defender, so you have, you know, two-way value as well. And then we see some versatility also. You know, he's gone out there and played some outfield. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we go down here down the stretch and hopefully into October where we want to play. Guys that we feel like are, you know, winning type at-bats, winning type players. He checks a lot of boxes for us, and hopefully will be a big contributor for us here over the course of the next couple of years.
Winning type at-bats. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Winning type
at-bats. I did.
At-bats.
Both sides of the plate, as we pointed out earlier, too. I mean, that's the thing about Frazier, is that he's got a higher OPS from the left side than the right side, 299 left-handed, 329 right-handed. So gets it done both sides of the plate. You know, when you look at his statistics, he's the kind of guy that you knew A.J. Preller would like. I just didn't think he was a possibility because everything, you know, again, we all go with all these rumors. Most of them aren't true. But everything we'd heard was Pittsburgh, you know, is a team that's looking to trade guys, but not a guy like Adam Frazier.
Right.
They only have like a couple of, you know, it's crazy, right? I'm watching the introductions for the All-Star game, and it was two straight Pirates in what the starting lineup, wasn't it?
I don't think it was
Frazier and who was the other Pirate that was in there?
Rodriguez was, I think, the other Pirate.
The other Pirate? I thought there was another Pirate. Anyway, I was thinking, man, the Pirates are terrible. They got all these All-Stars, but they don't have that one anymore.
Nope, they don't. A.J. Preller was also asked where Adam Frazier would play and how that could affect players currently on the team.
We've talked about it a little bit internally. I mean, I think obviously, you know, second base, left field, right field, I think that'll be the spots that we start with. You know, I think, again, if there's a day off for anybody on the left side of the infield, we have some other guys that can go over there and play. You know, I think from our standpoint, you know, the initial conversations internally and then with Adam, I think, you know, second base, left field, right field, and then be ready to come off and contribute off the bench as well in a National League game where you may get a mid-game at bat and then stay in the game.
So do you see him starting right now or kind of more of a platoon thing with guys, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, exactly how the playing time's going to be divvied up. I think that'll be, you know, up to Jace, you know, the coaches in terms of a feel for the pitcher that's on the mound, who's hot, you know, possible injuries, matchups that we think we want to play, how we think the game will unfold. But again, it's just, you know, for us, it's a very valuable player, you know, not just for the next few months into next year. You know, I think ultimately, like who's in the lineup, I think we kind of subscribe to the fact that we feel like it fits for our team. We also feel like, you know, we want to get another quality offensive player and defensive player, you know, on our club. And, you know, we'll kind of sort through exactly what that means from a playing time standpoint over the course of the next few weeks and months.
Good problem to have.
Yeah. It is a good problem to have. It seems like a problem, but it's not.
It isn't. I mean, you'd rather have this problem as opposed to being able not, you know, not having the guys to go to and use how you want to. Padres certainly have that, and we'll see how tomorrow will be the first time. Go ahead, Chris.
I have a question.
What you got?
Your hand is raised.
I was so surprised.
Yeah, he was. Tony kind of was like, whoa, what's going on?
Tony looked up like, yes. No, I looked up the NL starting lineup because it was bugging me. I remember seeing back-to-back Pirates in the starting lineup, and they were. Brian Reynolds batted eighth and played center field, and Adam Frazier batted ninth because Mookie Betts wasn't playing. So
I didn't even think of that.
There was actually back-to-back Pirates in the NL starting lineup this year in the All-Star game. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but just
it was bugging
me.
I got you.
There you go.
Obviously,
now that I've thrown you completely off course, sorry about that.
Obviously, addressing offense is just one of the things the Padres are rumored to be doing. They probably will continue to look to add offensively. But the other thing is starting pitching. And A.J. Preller was asked if that was a high priority for the deadline, is to address the starting pitching.
I mean, it's just important to pitch better. You know, I think, you know, pitching and defense is what's going to win championships. That's tried and true. And I think, you know, I think from our standpoint, you know, it's like we have a lot of confidence in the guys that are on the roster. You know, we'll obviously be listening and opening to what's out there here over the next 4 or 5 days, and it's got to make sense. But you know, again, you see what Blake Snell, when he took the ball the other day, you see what Joe Musgrove, we know what Yu Darvish is capable of, we know what Chris Paddock's capable of. You know, Ryan Weathers is extremely competitive every time he goes out there and takes the ball, and, you know, looked healthy when he came back the other day. Our bullpen's been a force really all year long. You know, I think a lot of faith in the group that's there, and pitching and defense is ultimately what's going to lead to whether or not we get to where we want to get to at the end of the year.
That is a beautifully answered poker answer, I should say, for AJ Preller right there.
Yeah, it's a good poker answer, but he's not really fooling anybody because the bottom line is, I mean, he's got a hand that, you know, can't win the pot right now. So he's got to draw another card, you know. So that was a terrible comparison to a card game.
No, but it actually isn't. He draw another card. He's got to get another ace.
He needs another ace. Yeah, he needs something. So, you know, he can say what keep it on the down low. I mean, everybody knows the Padres need a starting pitcher, and in the worst way. So I think it's interesting. The thing that's tough is that the Dodgers want one too.
Yeah.
And so does, you know, a bunch of other teams. But to have two teams in the same division, I mean, if they both want Berrios, then the Twins are sitting pretty because they can just sit back there and wait.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, Scraby is fascinated with the Olympics. So you can anticipate somehow this will jump into our daily gamut when we return.
You have no idea.
Gwen and Chris.
Lengthy musical interlude there, part of the Gwen and Chris show. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 97.3 The Fan right here. You can listen to the Smart Investing show. Brent Wilsey, the host of the show, has over 40 years experience in finance and was recently picked as one of California's top investment advisors for 2020 by Forbes magazine. Smart Investing, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 97.3 The Fan. I want to take a quick second here to say hi and thank you to Brendan out there. You know, we always, or I always, point out all of the negative tweets I get and the negative emails I get, probably because I get a lot more of those than the positive ones.
Right.
But I got something really cool from Brendan today. Actually, I saw it today. He sent it last week. And he just said he's a big fan of our show. Loves our show. And
thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Brendan. He opened a sandwich shop here in town, and he actually offered to bring us lunch, which I...
Hello, Brendan. My name is Matt Scraby.
Yeah. I told him that it's a great idea. We love it, but it's kind of hard for anybody to get up into the studio these days with all of the COVID restrictions we have. But I did thank him for the offer. But I just wanted to wish him best of luck on his new sandwich shop in San Diego.
He got a new sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Do we know what it's called?
Where is it at? And What's it called?
I don't have any of that information right now. Let me see. Bob's.
He's on Twitter?
Hang on a second. He's got a link here. Maybe this link is to his sandwich shop. Baba Sando. Located. Should I give it where it is?
Yeah. No, people can just look it up.
What is it called?
Boba Sando. Boba Sando, B-O-B-A, second word, S-A-N-D-O.
B-O-B-A.
Yeah.
What was the second word?
S-A-N-D-O. Boba Sando.
Oh, there it is on 54th.
There you go. Yes, it's on 54th Street in San Diego.
Look good, though.
Good luck to, Brendan, who wrote in. Very nice note, Brendan. And again, I'd love to, maybe we'll just.
Thank you, Brendan.
We'll pop into the sandwich shop someday, Scraby, and pick up a little lunch.
You know, we're actually in high demand for going to people's establishments.
Yeah.
I get asked a lot if I could bring you and Tony.
Really? Yeah. And you say no?
No, I say maybe after the baseball season.
Yeah, that's an off-season thing for our crew.
I said maybe
at least
after
if they want
season.
Us all together. Because
yeah, that's
I have
true.
A feeling
right,
they don't want just me
often.
To come by myself.
I think they do.
Maybe.
Because when all three of us walk into some place, everybody always gravitates toward you.
Scraby, every time.
Yeah.
We're usually getting pounded over the head about how mean we are to Scraby.
Always.
And so.
Guys, you're too mean to Scraby.
It happens. It's
not
Chris's
true.
Birthday dinner, that's the first thing I got from someone was, you guys, Chris, you're too mean to him.
It's not true.
It's not.
It's just not true. It's selective listening out there is what it is. We support Scraby more than you could ever imagine.
Facts.
And we also put up with his stuff on the other side of it that his, you guys don't hear.
His is very passive-aggressive, too. So it's a little bit harder to recognize if you don't know Scraby. Like, he doesn't necessarily say anything. He'll just put it in the opens or something like that. Like, he takes his shots.
I'm also king of last word.
That, too.
King of last word, which does not help me at all in life itself. So,
all right, are you done with the last word here? So I can get to traffic and then move on to today's daily gambit, which should be fun today. Are you honestly going to have some Olympic gambling in the gambit today?
We sure are. So I hope you know who your favorite swimmers are.
Swimmers?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping it would be archery or something good like that.
Well, no, the swimming, I mean, okay. I will put some archery in here over the next 3 weeks if you really
want to. Would you please?
To.
I mean, these are the things I watch.
Because at first I was like, we're only going to do popular sports, but I will watch the archery on MSNBC.
Yes, you will.
At like 10,
I watched
10,
some
10
this morning. I watched some this morning.
Oh, Mr. I don't like the Olympics. You're watching archery?
I don't recall Chris ever saying he didn't like the Olympics.
Yeah, all I said was, I can't believe you're such a huge fan. That's all I said.
What
See,
the,
that
why?
Is, there it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. A perfect example of how stuff gets started. I never once said anything negative about the Olympics. I just said, I'm amazed that you're such a big fan.
Why does it amaze
you? And
you
took that to mean that I don't like them.
I mean, honestly, I'm not joking. My nickname at my last job was Mr. Olympics. That's how much I love the Olympics.
I thought
for
it was
whatever reason.
I thought it was your short for Mr. Olympia.
No, I definitely am. No, I'm definitely not a bodybuilder, Chris. No, I do not have the body for that.
No, you don't.
Maybe my calves, but
it is amazing to me that somehow when he said, "I am amazed that you were following the Olympics," in your head you heard, "I hate the Olympics." That's what you. That was the voice you heard.
That's what you heard.
Maybe
and it wasn't
voices.
Said. Wasn't said. I watched the archery this morning. I was impressed, man. These guys don't get anything lower than a 9. The middle circle being a 10, obviously, the bullseye,
oh,
and then the next
playing.
Ring being
when
a 9.
When I watch, I have no idea. I just go out
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the person out there who may not have seen any archery yet. I hadn't seen it before today.
I'm glad that you explained it, too, because I would not have known.
They are unbelievably accurate.
Are you
at
a
the
gymnastics
level.
Guy?
It's on. I'll watch it, but I kind of enjoyed the archery. I'll tell you the other sport that's caught my eye.
Ribbon dancing?
Table tennis.
No.
Table tennis is kind of
unbelievable.
Is ridiculous.
They are pretty.
They're almost too good.
Right.
And I say that because they're so good that it's hard for them to have a very long rally.
Right.
Because they eventually just put a shot away and the other guy just can't get to
can't
it
get
or
to
other
it.
Gal can't get to it. But when they do the mixed doubles in ping pong, table tennis. There's four players running around the table, and you have to hit shots alternating. And I mean, it's amazing to watch them pull it off.
I can't wait for track and field. That's that's what I'm waiting
track
for.
Track and field's a pretty cool.
I always
cool.
enjoy track and field.
Where are we at with the Sha'Carri Richardson thing still?
She's not in the Olympics,
yeah, what
right?
Do you mean where we're at?
There was a bit, we didn't get to talk about the big old controversy. I mean, we got
yeah,
to
we
talk
did.
About
we talked
a
about
bit.
Her weight.
No,
we talked
bit.
About it too often.
We talked about it. We definitely
we talked about it like twice.
We gave our opinions on it. It was probably the same day you were asking us about what was the thing we looked back on?
About the Bucks or about the Suns dynasty.
Oh, yeah. It was around that same time.
True.
It was around that same time. Your head was in a fog.
It's a long
that
time
week.
Ago. Long time ago.
All right, let's get to traffic and then we'll make some bets on archery.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's been a while, but the Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on 97.3 The Fan. Quit it, Chris. And we're going to do some Olympics. We're also going to do, we're just going to go up the road to Los Angeles to check in on the Angels. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound, so we're going to make a bet on that. We all start with 100 fake dollars, and we wager, and we go through the rest of the week like that. I think the last time we played, Chris, you ran out of money. Is that correct?
I did. But that's not the way it normally goes.
No, I usually run out of money. That is for sure.
Just make sure you point that out.
I wanted to point that out because he failed to.
Yeah, I did.
He didn't. He purposely skipped over that.
So. Skipped right on over.
Well, I ran out of money on like a Wednesday last week. So
that's not last week, but the week before.
Yeah, that's whatever. Not good managing of your money.
No, no wonder. There's a lot of reasons why that. Anyway, let's go to some of our over-unders on the strikeouts. Germán Márquez is taking the mound for the Rockies tonight against the Angels, and his over-under is 5.5 strikeouts. Tony's going to join us. So, Tony, how much do you want to bet, and what do you think is going to happen, over or under 5.5 strikeouts?
Let's bet $15.
Okay. On over or under?
Over for Márquez.
Over at -143. Chris.
Germán Márquez, you say?
Yes.
See.
All-star?
Yes.
Probably complete, only an all-star because the Rockies had to have one. but, yeah, he's pitched pretty well this year in general. But the Rockies always play terrible in Anaheim.
They play terrible everywhere on the road, by the way.
Fair point. He'll go under. But wait a second. DH, though. So his spot in the order won't come up. Means he might stay in the game longer, even if he gives up a few runs. So I will actually go over.
How much?
Using that judgment. And now that I've talked myself into it, 20.
20.
On over. 5.5?
Yeah, 5.5 for Germán Márquez. I am just going to go 10 under.
To be what?
Just to be the contrarian. I have not done that.
I hadn't heard that in a
good long while.
But you were ready for it.
I got shamed for it in my DMs one day.
Yes, you deserve to be shamed for it.
No one thinks that's funny when you do that, okay?
Someone hit you with that?
Yeah, they did. Said it makes me sound weak.
Oh,
I was like, I'm not worried about sounding weak.
Words make you sound weak.
You ever listened to this show before? Okay, so Chris, you're up first on this one. Shohei Ohtani, his over-under for strikeouts tonight, 6.5.
I got to go at least 10. Can I switch up? I'll do 10 on Márquez for over.
Okay.
And I'll do 20 on Shohei for over. This is the Rockies on the road, for heaven's sakes.
Over is -167.
They've only won 10 away games the whole year. I mean, they're still awful. Brutal. It's not like while we weren't paying attention, they've improved.
I'm going to go 15 on the over as well. Tony?
15. Has Ohtani pitched since the break?
He did.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly how he did, but he did. I think he did well and didn't get a decision, if I'm not
mistaken.
Let's
go 15 over for Ohtani.
15 and over.
The Rockies have never seen him. Oh, that could be a bad mixture.
All right. Team USA basketball is tomorrow night. I'm honestly not sure if it starts at 9:40 p.m. Pacific or if it starts tonight, but what we're going to do is just make the bet.
You have no idea when the game is
well,
what
because
you're
the website that I'm using, I don't know if it's converting my times over or
what website are you using?
Well, a combination of BetQL and another one.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right.
It's Iran or Iran. I'm not sure the pronunciation, but that Iran. Country, Iran, and Team USA.
That country? Wait, you've been alive for like 35 years and you've never heard of Iran?
I just watched that show, How to Become a Tyrant, on Netflix, and I believe they said it was Iran. But
Iran, then.
Okay. Either way, I'm going to go first. Team USA is favored by 41.5 points in this. 41.5.
Yeah.
They're -20,000 on the outright money line. Which means whoever just wins straight up. But I'm going
to
go.
You got about 20,000 to win $10?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to go 15. You know what? I'm going to go 15 on Iran.
You're going to take the 41.5 points.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think, Tony?
Yeah. I'll take Iran.
Do they have any NBA players on the Iran roster?
I'm not sure.
I think they cover that. 41.5. That's a lot of points. And they're not playing that well.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30?
10.
10, okay.
Chris. Actually, 5.
5!
Doesn't believe in them too much.
No, I don't.
Chris, where are you going?
Well, to be a contrarian, I'll bet $10 on the United States of America.
All right.
I'll give the points, even though Olympic games aren't very long, are they? Aren't they only like 10-minute quarters? They're not 12-minute quarters. I know the game is shorter. Scores are lower. 41 points is a ton. Greg Popovich is a nice guy.
He's a nice guy?
Well, I don't think he's about running up the score like some of these other yokels. It's not like
they are 10.
John Calipari is coaching the team. But I'll stay over.
All right. So next, we're going to go to a bet. And I know it's already started, but we still have a long way to go. Who wins the most medals in the Olympics? The Americans are -1600.
Are you going to keep track of this for the next 3 weeks?
That's easy. All you do at the end of the Olympics is we'll go. You're right, though. But now I just put myself into some work. But it's
USA. Yes, you did.
USA is -1600. China is +800. And then Japan, 2800. If you have another team out there that you guys would like to bet on, you can let me know. But Tony, you're up first.
Yeah, I'll take USA. Put I got 100 to start with.
So right now you have 80 left.
80 left.
You've been betting very
frugally.
Frugally so far. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I'll take the US on this. Give me let's go about $30 here.
Whoa! Yeah. Hey. Whew. I don't know why I'm so weird. Chris?
Yeah.
Who are you going to take as the outright winner of medals?
The Philippines. In the Olympics?
The Philippines just won their first medal for 97 years.
Yes, they're off to a good start.
They need.
I feel it's the beginning of something big for the Philippines.
Yes, really. They need like 90 more to even contend.
What's the U.S. again? Minus what?
1,600.
So I got to bet 160 to win 10? No. 16 to win 10?
Sure.
What are we going to sit here and bet on China? No, I'll bet on the United States. Okay. $16.
$16?
To win 10. I'm making it easy for you.
All right, well, I'm going to go Team China.
There he goes.
I'm going to go 20 on Team China.
The
plus
country.
The only show in the world where the producer of the show is going to be rooting for China to win the Olympics.
The only reason I say Team China is because they're +800, so I could cash in pretty well.
Yeah, it's not the only reason you're saying it.
He's a betting man.
I am a betting man.
You're doing this with the... All right.
Last bet we have is... Oh, I didn't put the event in there.
You don't know the event?
It's swimming.
You swimming.
Sure?
But we don't know what event.
It's swimming. It's men's swimming. And
men's swimming, but we could be any stroke.
Right. What do we...
As a matter of fact, it really doesn't matter to you or I, Tony. It's not like we know the guys.
It doesn't at all.
What are we betting on?
I'm looking.
All right. What do you know?
Nothing.
Nothing. You just know it's a men's swimming event.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Ryan Murphy, Clement Kolsnikov. Should we just skip this one?
No. I like the mess you're in right now.
I can't find it anymore.
Ryan Murphy specializes in the backstroke.
Did it start already? Is that why they took it off the website?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to skip that one.
How about Ryan Murphy?
I apologize to everyone out there. This is my fault.
The rest of my money on Ryan Murphy.
No, we're not betting anymore for today.
I would have changed how I bet the whole time if we weren't going to use the last one. I was trying to save up money.
Yeah.
Now I could spread it around even more.
We're going to keep the bets are in.
You're a terrible bookie.
I am a terrible bookie. I'm sorry. I apologize. We will have a better daily gambit tomorrow because I didn't realize it was going to be that difficult on my end.
I cannot believe.
Team China, baby.
That was a...
this guy.
Segment. This guy. Exactly. Well said, Tony. All right. We got college football to talk about next. Oklahoma and Texas.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Lawrence Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.